for this. Get 1 cup of sugar, granulated sugar, caster sugar, white sugar. It's all good. Add 1.5 cups of self-raising flour, 1/2 cup of crushed up walnuts, and 1/4 cup of raw cacao powder, or if you just want to use cocoa powder, that's fine. Now I'll just give these a little mix. We just want to combine these before we add the wet ingredients. Now add 2 eggs, 3/4 cup of milk, 125 grams of melted butter. You can use a mixer, a blender, or just a mixing spoon. Just start on low. Now for this you need a microwave safe dish. I'm just using this silicone one because that's a lot easier. And just pour the mixture straight in. Now you want to pop this in the microwave. Have your microwave on medium high, around the 75% mark. Just go to your settings and get it to about that level. 6 to 7 minutes should be enough. You'll know when it's done. It should be just firm to touch. All right, that's ready. It ended up taking a bit more than 6 to 7 minutes in my microwave. I don't have a very powerful one. If you've got a powerful one, it'll only take 6 to 7, but with mine, it took 9 minutes. Or just under 9 minutes. So you can just leave it there to cool a bit before you take it out. All right, there it is. Awesome, just unreal. Now we're going to make the ganache. Just get a bowl you can chuck in the microwave. Put about 200 grams of dark chocolate in there and about 1/3 cup of thickened cream. Now just pop this in the microwave on high for about 30 seconds, give it a stir, and just repeat that for every 20 or 30 seconds on high. Take it out, stir it until it's a nice, consistent sauce. Yum. Alrighty, there's the ganache. Beautiful. Now just put it on the cake. Now just pour the ganache on and spread it out. You can just do it on the top or have it drizzle down the sides. It's up to you. I usually like to put it on the top and then let it drizzle down the sides, but it doesn't really matter. Now you can just pop this in the fridge, let this top set, or you just eat right now. Dive face first. I would not think any less of you if you did that. Hope you like this. Look at that. Get a mixing bowl, put in 1/4 cup or 4 tablespoons of plain flour, also called all-purpose flour. 1 tablespoon of granulated sugar, caster sugar, white sugar, and 1 tablespoon of brown sugar. Add a pinch of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 egg yolk, and 1 tablespoon of butter. Now just mix it together. And now just chuck in a couple of tablespoons or so of chocolate chips. Milk chocolate or dark chocolate, doesn't really matter. Now just mix it through. Now get a couple of microwave safe bowls, ramekins or something. Roll into a ball and put them straight in. Well, don't roll the ramekins into a ball, these. And just flatten it down. Now just pop one at a time in the microwave on high for 60 seconds. If it's still not ready, like if you want it to be a little bit crunchy or you want it soft, depending on how you want it, you might need to do it for 90 seconds. Well, I hope you like these.
get a good size mixing bowl, put in 125 grams of melted butter. Add 1 teaspoon of vanilla essence, 3/4 cup of sugar, white sugar, caster sugar, extra fine sugar, and 2 eggs. Now get a whisk and whisk this together until it's well combined. Now add 3/4 cup of self-raising flour and 1/4 cup of cocoa powder and whisk all this in until it's combined. Now get some ramekins if you've got them, usually around the size of 1 1/3 cups, and put the mixture in these. Now this should be enough for 4 of these, but I'm just going to do 2. Pop these in the microwave on the outer edges, probably for about 5 minutes on about medium or so, about 75% capacity, probably around 650 watts, so about 70-75% capacity of what your microwave can do, for about 5 minutes, possibly 6 or 7. So we'll just see. When they're ready, they spring back. Now they're done, just let them cool for a few minutes and we'll get on to the chocolate sauce I'm going to make. Now you can eat them in here. What I like to do is I like to scoop them out and put them in a bowl, but if you want to eat them directly from here, reduce the amount that you put into one of these by about 50%. Now get a microwave safe something and put in 100 grams of dark chocolate. Now add thickened cream or heavy cream or whipping cream and add about 125 grams, which will be about 1/2 cup, and 2 tablespoons of brown sugar. Pop this in the microwave, 30 second bursts on high, give it a stir and repeat until it's a nice, yummy, beautiful sauce. See? Yum. Now just scoop the thing out, put it in a bowl, add a little bit of ice cream if you wish. Yum. And just pour a little bit of the chocolate sauce over, or a lot. Now all you need for this is a bowl and a microwave. So get your bacon and you just drapes it over like that. Now pop this in the microwave. Depending on how strong your microwave is, could take 1 minute, could take 2, could take 3. But basically you just pop that in the microwave on high and just check it every minute and you'll have beautiful, crispy bacon. Well, I hope you like this. Look at that. Get a large mixing bowl, get 2 cups of icing sugar, confectionery sugar, different names. Get about 1/4 cup of egg whites. Now we just want to mix this in. Just use your hand if you want, because it feels really interesting. So just keep mixing it in, sort of like kneading it, but a little bit. And if you think it needs a little more, like if it's still a little too pasty, which that is, just add a little more. Get a large plate that's good for the microwave. Get some paper towels, cover it. Get a big
chunk of this and chuck it in the microwave on high for about 80 seconds. There you go. So easy. Look at the size of that. Yummy. Oh yeah. Well, I hope you like this. So for this, just get a jar. Doesn't matter how big. Pour your milk in. However high you pour it, don't pour it any more than about halfway. Just put on the lid and give it a good shake for at least 30 seconds so it gets nice and creamy and frothy. Once you've done this, pop it in the microwave for 30 to 60 seconds depending on how hot you like your milk. But when you put it in the microwave, take the lid off. All right, that should be, oh, look at that. Holy moly, that's beautiful. Let's just try and scoop the creamiest stuff that's at the top. There you go. Beautiful. How awesome is that? So you saw me pour it into the coffee. Look at that. Get a mug, or you can use a ramekin. Put in 4 tablespoons. Of all-purpose plain flour. An 1/8 teaspoon of baking powder. 1/16 teaspoon of baking soda. An 1/8 teaspoon of salt. 1/4 teaspoon of Italian herbs. You can use Italian seasoning as well. Then add 3 tablespoons of milk, either non-fat or 2%. Then add 1 tablespoon of oil. Now mix this in, give this a stir. Now add 1 tablespoon of shredded mozzarella cheese. Plus 1 teaspoon. Then chuck in about 6 little pepperoni pieces and mix in. Now pop this in the microwave for 1 minute. Yum. Now just get a little bit of cheese, sprinkle it on, make sure it's mozzarella cheese, and just put some of the little pepperoni pieces, put some of the pepperoni pieces straight on top. Yum. Well, I hope you like this. Get a good sized microwave safe bowl and put in 1/2 cup of light corn syrup, add 1 cup of sugar to this, and just combine it as best you can. Put this in the microwave on high for about 4 minutes. Now add in about 1.5 cups, can be less if you want, only one if you want, of crushed peanuts. Just mix them all in. Not going to be, you know, particularly mixed yet because it's not hot enough. But just stir it through. Now put this in the microwave for another 4 minutes on high. It's looking good. Stir it in some more. Add 1 tablespoon of butter and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Give all this a little stir. Pop this in the microwave for a further 2 minutes on high. Now while this is in the microwave for the 2 minute burst, get a baking tray like this that's quite
shallow and grease it. There it is. Now just add your bicarb soda, just one teaspoon, and just quickly mix it all in. Now leave that to set, put it in the fridge just for 10-15 minutes so it's nice and cold, and we'll get cracking. Right, that's been in the fridge for a little while, nice and solid. Now just to break it up into chunks so you can bash it with whatever. Clearly not this spoon. Let's try my bigger spoon. Okay, it's still not working. Ah, there we go. Alright, that's broken up. You can break it up into...
Now for this, just get a potato, peel it. You can just use a regular peeler like that. Or if you got something like that, just straight across. Just get a bowl, get some white vinegar. Yum. Get the potato that you've peeled. Yum. Just chuck it in there. And just leave it in here for about 10 or 15 minutes. Now get a plate, get a bit of salt, any salt. I like to use sea salt. Just put... You can put some oil down if you want, but I find you don't need to. Just pop these on the plate. Get a little bit more salt over the top. Pop this in the microwave on high for, depends on how strong your microwave is. For my microwave, about 3 minutes, and this will be done. There you go, easy. Look. See? Crispy. Salt and vinegar chips in the microwave in 3 minutes. How easy is that? Now, if you just leave them for 60 seconds or longer, they will be crispier. As they cool, they'll become really crispy. Well, I hope you like these. Now for this, just get a microwave safe bowl. Crack, or however many eggs in there that you want. Now just mix this. You can use a fork if you want, or just a little whisk. Now put this in the microwave for about 30 to 45 seconds, then take it out and give it a little whisk, just a little stir with this or with a fork, just scrape it around, put it back in for another 30 seconds and repeat, and just keep doing that until you get the consistency of scrambled eggs that you like. And just move it around a bit. That's been in there for about 35 seconds. And just keep repeating this until you get it the way you want. There you go. There you go. See, it's going to start to get that look. And don't worry if it's sort of looking on top a bit, whatever. That's just how it looks. Pop this back in the microwave. Microwave? Put this back in the microwave for 30 seconds and then repeat. It'll probably be close to done after this next set of 30 second nuking. Alright, that's ready. That's the consistency that I like with scrambled eggs. Some people like it a bit drier, some people like it runnier than that, but this is how I like it. How good is that? Look at that. Beautiful. Well, I hope you like these. Whoa.